turn with me, please, in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, and just keep it there. And I want to share some things with you. The Lord's been putting upon my heart, you know, every week I seek the Lord as to what we need to advance us. And he brings forth his revelation. He either opens up his word and brings forth revelation that is very applicable to what we're going through right now, or he speaks to me through either a visitation or through a dream or through a vision. And so this week, and over the last few weeks, actually, he's been speaking to me about this process that we've been in with our nation. And I want to address some things that I think are very important. And it's such a timely message, especially in light of the things that John just shared. Heavenly Father, I give this time to you. Send your spirit to come and be our teacher, to bring forth your revelation, to be our guide, to ignite our spirits, to align with your will and your ways, that we might link ourselves up with you, O God, and walk on the path that you have set before us. And pull this nation through to victory. I thank you, Lord. In your precious and holy name, amen. So I want to read this scripture to you in just a moment. Every week, we come together so that we can grow in God and so that we can align ourselves with his will and that we can, as his children who are pressing in, as his intercessors who spend a great deal of time on our knees before him, as his warriors who stand in the gap for a nation that doesn't even know we exist, to be equipped for each and every day. That's why we come here. That's why we do this and set this time aside, to equip you for the battle ahead. The last couple of weeks, I've talked about the hurricane that we have been going through and that we're about to go back through. If you haven't heard those messages, all of our messages are on our website on the worldforjesus.org prophetic and intercessors training ground. That's the page you'll find all of these teachings from both mom and I. So go back and listen to that. But the process that we're in right now is a critical process. And we think, well, couldn't we have done this without the whole, you know, 2020 election thing? No, we couldn't. Why is that? Because when God set this nation in motion, and he did this, you know, when he sent and compelled the men and women who got on a ship and headed for these shores to set a nation that would be a restrainer or a barrier against tyranny, when God moved upon our founding fathers to write the Declaration of Independence and set us free from the bondage of tyranny, there was really that was a catalyst for something in the earth. This nation is a catalyst in the earth. What they did hundreds of years ago paved the way for a nation from which the greatest revivals that have ever occurred in history could flourish. A nation from which the end time revival, the one that has been prophesied for at least the last 100 years, that would bring in greater than a billion soul harvests, a nation from which that prophecy could be fulfilled. This nation is a catalyst. It is a nation to be a place of refuge in crisis, to be a place of refuge from tyranny, a place of refuge for those that are under unbelievable persecution and oppression in other nations. That's what this nation is for. Not only that, this nation has been established to be a nation from which a great deal of wealth would flow to spread the gospel in other nations. This nation has a destiny. And I have been talking about that over the last, you know, many months and especially in these last few weeks. And again, I put this before the Lord time and time again. And I said, Lord, couldn't we have continued in the path we were in before, you know, they came in to try to steal our nation? And he said, no. And I put that question before the Lord, and I don't know why I keep asking him. It's as though I keep expecting him to give me a different answer. And I say this with great fear and trepidation, because the reality of it is we were getting fat and happy in the blessings under the Trump administration. That's what was happening. I don't know if you've been to the gas pump recently, but my gas is double here in California. Double. We were getting fat and happy under the Trump administration. They were persecuting him left and right. There were memes out there of him standing, saying, I am the only thing standing between them and you. Who's them? The elite that want to destroy this nation. He's the only thing. And often, even believers, even those within the church, and I love the church, I'm not coming down on the church, but I am saying this is an opportunity and something we must embrace to take a course correction and heed this correction that God is bringing us. Is that in the church, if we didn't like what he said or how he said it, we would turn against him. And I would tell people, who fights for life? Because that's truly an indicator of what's in that person's heart. Do they fight for the unborn? Do they fight against human trafficking? If they are fighting against the bloodletting that is pouring out on our soil, then that is the person, whether you like their personality or not, that we need to have in office. Those are the two things. Because anything less than that, they are sold out and they will be bought by whomever comes their way. But the church didn't support the man God put in place. We enjoyed the wealth we were getting. There were people that were on the right that were supporting this man they knew God, of God. They didn't know God, but they knew of God. And yet they were so, the fire in them to fight for him. Because they saw what the enemy was unleashing on him. They saw it. And they would stir the people up. We've got to continue to fight. We can't let up just because we're comfortable right now. Because he's exposing corruption. Well, you know, I'm just going to go and fill up my tank for half of what I used to pay. I'm going to go get me a nice fat steak for half of what I used to pay. And I'm not just pointing my fingers at the church, but the church has something the world doesn't have. We have the Lord. We have the Word of God. And we have been called, we have been created, the ecclesia. What is the ecclesia? Those that are called out of the world and up to God. Matthew 16, he addresses his disciples. Who do they out there say I am? I'm not talking about you. Who do they say I am? Well, some say that you're, Elijah. Some say that you are, John the Baptist. Some say that you are this and that. He said, that's not what I'm asking. Who do you say that I am? My 12 disciples that I have brought under my wings and I have sown into your lives. I have been working to prepare you to carry the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That's what I'm doing. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the depth and the intensity and the power and the authority of the kingdom of heaven. Who do you say I am? Because as I pour out my life, I'm going to do it for all mankind that will call upon my name. But as I pour about the authority of the kingdom of heaven, I'm going to do it to those who know me. Simon Barjona, who do you say that I am? And the spirit of revelation came in and pulled back the veil. And Peter said, you are the Son of God. In that moment, the spirit of revelation came. And Jesus said, man did not reveal this to you, Peter. It's by the Spirit. God has revealed to you who I am. And it is upon this rock that I will build my church. What rock? The foundation of the people who know who he is. Those like the 12 apostles that know him, that understand, who have no doubt in their mind who he is, and those whom he has given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, the authority of heaven. Do we realize, church, those who's the church? Those called out of the world and up to God. That's who we are. Those called out of the world and up to God. That's the ecclesia. We are also the body of Christ. We have been given, when we come to know who he is, we have been given the authority of heaven. Do we understand the magnitude of that? We were granted the privilege of a man who gave it all up to serve in a White House in a city that would throw darts at him day and night. And the church, who knows our Savior, have been given the keys of heaven. The authority of heaven. Sat back, got fat and happy instead of warring in the heavenlies for him. Not just him, but for the nation. This is a strong word. I understand that. Lord, give us grace to hear what you're saying to us in this hour. Because a shift is coming, my friends. And when the shift comes and God writes the ship, we need to be ready. Our time of being on our face will become a time of warring in the Spirit. You intercessors have been here faithfully every week. You may miss a night or two, but you have been faithful to the call and the commission. We need to be praying that God will bring in additional people to stand in the gap. Why? Because God has been pounding the bedrock. Pounding the bedrock with the seeds of revival. We're sown in this state of California from the southern tip to the northern where Mother Eder was. The seeds of revival are in the earth, my friends. And we have been in a time where an excavator has come in and ripped up this earth. Why? Preparing it. So those seeds of revival can receive the tears of the intercessors. As we weep before our God on behalf of our nation, as we repent and pave the way for revival to burst forth. God has given this nation a chance. And the church should be the front runners. People say, oh no, we need a separation of church and state. No, that's what the world says. See, that's called fake news. When you, what that was, is to say that the state isn't going to tell the church how to be. The state is not going to tell the church how to worship. The state is not going to be a tyrannical leader over the church. But the church, if she doesn't stay in the government, if she doesn't make sure that there are righteous leaders in office, if she herself, who is called at times to step into the position of public political leadership, if she doesn't do all of these things, you know what we end up with? A dictatorship. We cannot shy away from serving where God calls us to serve. So when God writes this ship and the people of God get behind God's chosen candidate, the man who in 1980s, God spoke to a man who spent at least 5 hours a day in prayer and said that Donald J. Trump would be elected the president and he would lead this nation back to God. In the 80s, that prophecy came. And in 2016, we saw it revealed. And in that very moment, he signed off, got rid of the Johnson Amendment, and said, church, here is your voice. Use it. Let your people know what's going on. Let them know about the corruption. Let them know about legislation that's coming up. Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. Why? Because you are the only ones that can save this nation. That's what President Trump said. You are the only ones that can save this nation. I'll lead the charge, but you. And God, with his Bible from the Welsh revivals, held it up and said, this is how we're going to run this nation. He was a man with a fervency to see this nation turn back to God. He said, we are going to fight against human trafficking, and we are going to work like nobody's business to overturn Roe versus Wade. And what did we do? We sat back, got fat and happy. So the Lord said, okay, excavation is coming. I'm going to show you all the corruption that's in there, including the theft of the nation, including the electoral process. I'm going to show it all right now. And God put forth an excavator that took this nation clear down to the soil. We have got road work happening on my street. And let me tell you, it is noisy, it is messy, but they have taken that street all the way down. Last week I was on it, and they took that, and we were all waiting and waiting. Traffic was terrible. They took that street down, and they were tearing it up, big, huge slabs of debris and concrete as they hauled it off. But today I got on that road. My truck just glided across the surface of that road. It was beautiful. Brand spanking new. Beautiful. Because the work, they had to go deep. It was loud. It was messy. But when they put that new road out, shocks on my truck were never so happy. God has allowed this time. In May of this year, I was cleaning my house, and I was like, Lord, I can't believe what this Biden character is doing. He calls him a court jester. I was a little bit nicer, but I said, God, I can't believe all this man is doing. What's going on with abortion? What's going on with critical race theory? What's going on with our schools? What's going on with this LGBTQ movement trying to confuse our children as young as they can get a hold of them? Telling them, you're not the gender you want. Listen, I got a 4-year-old grandson that thinks pink is just the neatest color. He just loves that color. Why? Because he's a toddler, and it's a bright color. But you wrestle with that boy, and you know he's all boy. He's not confused about his gender. I said, Lord, what are we going to do about this nation? This is in May. And I was cleaning my kitchen. I talk to the Lord when I'm cleaning. And I went and I wiped, and I put some bleach to kind of disinfect the area on the kitchen counter. And I was standing there at the right corner at a right angle, and I took my hand and I just swept that bleach around the corner and into the sink. And I had a vision like that of Biden, and he disappeared. I mean, like dust in the wind. He disappeared. And I said, is something going to happen to him? And the Lord said, these policies that you see when this ship has been righted will be gone like that, like dust in the wind. So God is going to correct this. But you go back to Matthew 16, and he says, on this rock, that's the foundation that Peter just laid, the salvation message, right? You're Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, I give you the keys, the authority of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That bound is restrain. What you restrain, what you prevent from going forward. That's like putting a belt around something and holding it tight, and it will not move unless you let go. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That is release. Like you were blowing it into the wind. A high wind. You can't retrieve it. It's gone. That's the authority of heaven. And that is what the ecclesia has been given. That is what we have been giving. And we need to operate and function under. We've got to remember as we pray, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So when that smooth ride comes back, we cannot be fat and happy. We need to exercise the authority of the kingdom of heaven. What has been granted us to war like never before, to see every single ungodly policy that is in this nation overturned, to see every person that is sitting in a seat that shouldn't be there removed, to see Roe versus Wade overturned, to see life at conception be written in our Constitution, to see human trafficking be broken up once and for all, to see the war that is on our youth be extracted, be closed down, be annihilated, be neutralized in the name of Jesus. I could think of a lot of strong words against that. I've got 7 grandkids, and they are waging war on our children. We must engage with the Spirit of God and utilize the authority that's been granted us to bind and loose. Ephesians is all about spiritual warfare. You can go through the book of Ephesians and see several prayers that you can pray on a regular basis, knowing God will answer it. We have been through a tumultuous season for sure. But we are not alone. And the Lord is bringing us through to be a strong, warring bride like Esther, the warrior queen. She was tough. This week, and I'm going to share this last vision with you, and I'm going to close out. Mom's not feeling well, so she's not going to be on with us. We have a little bit of time here. I was in prayer, and I want you to know, we do not forget about you in our prayers, in our personal time, in our time as a team. I was in prayer, and I was considering the vaccine mandates that are coming to a head. I was considering our children who these schools are really pushing these mask issues and these vaccine mandates, et cetera, et cetera. I was just really pleading before God, feeling like this timeline is really, we're just really cutting it short. And so I was just seeking his face over this. And I saw a fire that the enemy had started, and it was blazing. I thought, this wasn't what I was. This is what I'm praying about. Yes, Lord. And then a little ways over, the Lord came, and he put down a fire. And when the Lord put that fire down, that fire raged toward the enemy's fire. That fire raged with it was a raging, all-consuming fire. And it flew across that field and consumed the fire the enemy had set. And before the smoke even cleared, I looked at the scorched earth and I thought, oh my goodness, Lord. And he said, look again. And flowers began to bloom. flowers bloomed, and it bloomed across that field faster than that fire flew. It bloomed. They sprouted, and as far as I could see, it had been scorched earth, but the blooms, the flowers of God, the fragrant life came forth. He said, life will come forth. I said, who's the fire? He said, you are my fire. My church, my people, you are my fire. You possess the fire of God. You possess the Spirit of God. You possess all that you need to destroy what the enemy has set. Rise up and be the all-consuming fire of God that you were created to be. This season of time, how difficult has it been? God has been developing. He has been training. He has been preparing us to release to us the keys, the authority of heaven, that we may bind on earth that which is not of God, that we may loose on earth that which is of God and release His heavenly will here on earth. My brothers and sisters, rise up and prepare yourself because you are the flaming fire. Isn't it says in Psalms 105, blessed are the feet of his servants, the flaming fires of God. They consume. That's what we are. That's where we are. We're in a difficult time, but we must continue to press on and trust God and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is raising his church, his ecclesia, his body up to stand against the enemy. 2 Thessalonians 2 teaches us that we are, our very presence here restrains the spirit of the Antichrist. We do. And in this season, we've received training to prepare us. And what we're doing on these Thursday and Friday calls is to prepare us to be the restrainer of evil in the earth. Not only in this nation, but the nations of the earth, because we wage war against tyranny, just like the Lord commissioned the men and women who got on that ship and sailed into the unknown to establish this nation with.